Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, on this Friday, we continue to hope for some widespread rainfall. It's been mostly a tease. Much of this week, local spots have had plenty of rain in a short period of time, but many, many other areas remain bone dry or nearly so. And we are patiently waiting for the rain, or maybe starting to turn impatient, right? Well, we continue to track this upper-level disturbance off to the north and west of Jacksonville, and that's what looks like it increases our rainfall, starting to some degree today, but especially over the weekend into early next week. We continue to get these car spotters, body each day, just enough to kind of dirty the car with some spots of sprinkles and light rain. But these should be some heavy downpours that develop at times this afternoon, and then especially tomorrow and Sunday. A squall line of storms developing early this morning over the Florida Panhandle will work its way east-northeastward and should weaken this morning and then see some redevelopment as it heads eastbound into northeast Florida and Jacksonville. So we'll track that round of showers and storms. And then there's so much tropical moisture in place. We're so humid that we'll have even the chance for some showers during the overnight hours through the weekend, but the bulk of the showers and storms will be in the middle of the day and into the afternoon. Rainfall rates better than an inch per hour at times, and total rainfall, and looks like 100% coverage by about Tuesday, should average 1 to 3 inches, but local spots could see 4, 5, or even more inches of rain in some of the more persistent or heaviest bands of storms. So this is welcome rainfall, but at times it will be very heavy, the rain, and cause some ponding of water and short-term flooding. And of course, obviously, as we head through the weekend, keep an eye to the sky. Lightning will pop up pretty quickly, and make sure you wait at least 30 minutes since the last clap of thunder before going back outdoors. The beaches this weekend will be okay, especially in the morning hours, with temperatures in the 80s. So water temperatures have warmed to around 83 or so. It's really quite pleasant, the water. But also, showers and storms will occur at the beaches, especially midday through afternoon. Don't mess with those storms. Make sure you get inside. Look for a low rip current risk and a wind out of the southwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Hurricane Expo is tomorrow morning on Saturday at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds. Come on down. 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. I'll be there. So will Corey Sima. We'll also have Stacy Garvilla there, one of our newest meteorologists to join the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News. Jack Sewell, Maritza Ross, and Garrett's out of town on vacation, but we'll obviously be thinking about him. First Alert Storm Tracker will be on hand. We'll be giving out free umbrellas to the first 500 people that show up, as long as you have the First Alert weather app downloaded on your smartphone or tablet. Easy to do, and again, that's free of charge. So come on out and get some good hurricane tips and information. There'll be a number of vendors there that'll give out information on how you can best survive a hurricane, and we'll be doing the same thing from the First Alert Weather Center, as well as a number of folks from the radio side on News 104.5 WOKV, with the one and only Rich Jones, of course, being there as well. So we'll be tag-teaming and having a good time talking to you guys about getting ready for this hurricane season. And there's more information, of course, at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. I'm tweeting it out too at Mike First Alert. Speaking of hurricanes, the tropics are very quiet now as we enter the second full week of our hurricane season now, and we should be in pretty good shape for a while. The way it looks, there's always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Let's bring on the rain. Yeah, I know it's going to ruin some outdoor plans, but we need the moisture with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.